Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 4. John chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 23 and 24. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, where the Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says this, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." That's John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. And as we come upon that passage of Scripture, we realize that in John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to the Samaritan woman, the woman who was very immoral, who had many husbands, and the Lord Jesus Christ was revealing himself to her. And of course, she eventually recognized that he was the Messiah and placed her faith and confidence in him as her Messiah. But in the passage of Scripture that we have before us, verses 23 and 24 of John 4, the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about worshiping God. And it's interesting to note that it says there in verse 23, as the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, that true worshipers will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and those are the type of people that the Father is seeking to worship him. You know, it's important that we worship the Lord. Now, to worship the Lord means to exalt him, means to lift him up, means to praise him, means to give him the worth that is ascribed unto him, and it's something that we as Christians should be doing on a regular basis. God seeks people who are going to worship him. But if we are going to worship him in such a way that he is honored and glorified, we must not just go through the motions. And I think that that's one of the problems with our worship today in many of our churches. We just go through the motions. We get caught up in the music, or we get caught up in the message, or we get caught up with what's going on around us, and we become more emotionally involved in worship than we do truly exalting the Lord for the great God that he is. I often encourage people that even before you go to a worship service, read through great passages of Scripture that speak concerning the greatness of God, such as Isaiah chapter 40 and many other passages of Scripture where we see the greatness of God is elaborated upon. Because when we worship the Lord, we're not just to go through the motions, but as it says in verse 24 of John 4, we are to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And Jesus says in that verse, we must worship God in spirit and in truth. In other words, God is not just looking for people to go through the motions, but people who will worship him genuinely. When it says in spirit, it means with a genuine desire to worship him, with an attitude of praise and exaltation. And when it says in truth, that means that we are to worship the Lord in accordance to the truth of the great God that he is. And so God does want us to worship him. It's important that we worship him. But let's not just go through the motions. Let's get to know how great God is through the reading of his word. And then when it comes to our worship time, whether it's our personal worship at home, wherever we may be, or with others of like precious faith in a good, solid local church, let's truly exalt God for the great God that he is. He is seeking people to worship him in spirit and in truth. May we be the ones who will do that. Father, we thank you for being the great, big, wonderful God that you are. And it is my prayer that every one of us today will worship you in such a way that truly brings praise to your name for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.